Welcome to Your Journey to Joy podcast. I'm your host, Moira Gorski, and I'm on a mission to help you find joy in the chaos of life. As a retired nurse, multi-passionate entrepreneur, and mom of four adult children, I know what it's like to feel the overwhelm of it all and wonder if and when the joy will show up again. And I've learned it's up to us to go find that joy. On this show, you will hear inspiring stories from those who have overcome all kinds of life challenges, tips on how to stay healthy and vibrant during the ups and downs of life, and simple ways on finding joy in your own life. Let's face it, life is messy. Yet when we travel together on this journey, support and encourage each other along the way, that joy starts to show up again. I'm so excited to lead you on this journey of you to find the joyful life that you deserve. Well, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Moira Gorski, and it's just me today. If you've been following my podcast, Your Journey to Joy, I'm talking about joy these days, and joy meaning the journey of you. And basically what I'm doing is sharing my life with you. And recently, if you've been listening to my podcast, or if you haven't, go back and listen to some in 2023 towards the in the fall. I've had a little bit of a health hiccup, if you will. I had a cancer diagnosis in October, went through surgery, and now I'm cancer-free, and I'm moving on with my life, and so happy about that. But in the past, I've talked a lot about overcoming eating disorders, and today I want to come and talk about, kind of expand on a episode that I did a while ago that was called I See You. And I'll put it in the show notes and you can listen to that. But it was, I did the episode from my car after I had left a treatment facility that my daughter was in here locally. I had to go and drop off some clothes to her because she had been transferred there. It's a long story. But I needed to get her some clothes. And so I went and got a bag of things, took it into the lobby, put her name on it, put it over in a bin, and went to walk out. And I happened to catch the eye of a mom who was sitting in the waiting room with her son who was filling out the paperwork. And I just saw, you know, they were obviously going to be admitted. And I just saw this fear in her eyes. And I felt so connected with her. And I didn't go back in and talk to her, but I went into my car and I recorded an episode saying, I see you, because I had been there so many times before, sitting just petrified about what was going on with my daughter's life and what was coming with now, you know, being at a sick spot that she needed to be admitted to a place. I'd been there before. And so I recorded that episode. And I experienced some things recently that I kind of felt like it was in the same spot, like I see you. And so I want to share that with you today, and knowing that I can't go back and talk to those people that I saw in a waiting room that I'll explain to in a minute, or the gal that's in my health club, but I can say I see you and record it for you today. And maybe this is speaking to you as somebody that's been through the cancer journey, or maybe it's speaking to you because you felt this way with somebody that's struggling in your life. But I just want to tell you that I do see you. So I had surgery on December 13th to remove the cancerous tumor lump from my breast. And then a month later, I went back in to have a follow-up. I did go in a week later for a follow-up with the surgeon, but this is not what happened then. I went in a month later to have a follow-up mammogram and a follow-up, you know, post-surgery, if you will, a month later. And so I walked into, I live in the suburbs of Chicago, and I decided to use a facility in the city, Northwestern. And so checked in, you know, parked, went up to where I was supposed to wait in the waiting room. And I sat there for a little bit and I looked around the waiting room. And this is what I saw. I saw a couple coming in, a man and a woman. And again, this fear of like uncertainty on their face, it seemed like. And they came in together, and it made me think about when my husband and I showed up a month earlier and had were getting ready to have me go into surgery. And I know that feeling. We were both feeling good about it and very positive about it, but we also you know, I was a little nervous, and rightly so. He was a little nervous, a little, you know, we had some trepidation, if you will, about the surgery coming up. But I was glad to see that this gal had her husband with her, so that he could be their supporter, because I know that that was so important to me to have my husband there, even though he waited a long time during the day, because it took a while to place the wire and to do the surgery and stuff like that. But he was there to support me, and he was there to take me home. And so I was glad to see that. But I also, again, reflected back the month later that I was a little... It's like, how did I get here? But I was there saying, okay, I'm going to do this surgery. And I wondered as I looked at them, I'm like, I wonder, is she having a lumpectomy? Is she having a radical mastectomy? Like, what is she doing? So I thought back on that day that was just kind of like uncertain. But I also was happy that she had the support of her husband, be it that she liked it or not, or maybe he wasn't feeling good. But I just liked the fact that they had each other. There was a lot of other single, you know, not necessarily single, but, you know, women that were there by themselves waiting. And I wondered about them, you know, because some were filling out paperwork, some were just waiting. Again, there just was this look that like everybody was looking at each other. So I wondered what everybody was thinking. And I wondered, you know, we'll never get a chance to talk to them, but it's like, yeah, I wonder what you're here for. Are you here for a follow-up too? Are you here for your initial? Are you here for a wire placement? Like, what are you here for? But we were all in that common place. And again, looking around and just kind of wondering. But then I sat, and when I was sitting there, I heard a lady check in. Because again, you walk in and you check in with the gal and then you go sit down, right? She was saying, okay, so you're going to have an ultrasound today and another mammogram today. And I was like, and she said, yes. And so they checked her in and I was like, wow, that's what happened to me when I came in for further imaging. I initially had a mammogram and then they called me and said, we want to have further imaging. And so I came in and they did an ultrasound, they did another mammogram. And that's when the doctor came in and said, okay, I want to refer you to a breast surgeon. I want to do a biopsy. So again, I was like, I see you, lady. I see you. And I wonder about what's going on. Are you in that same spot that I was in? Of you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go in for further imaging. Like, what does this mean? She probably had a lot of unknowns in her head. She didn't know. And she was probably nervous and she was probably really sad. Like I was like, come on. But also, you know, I tried to be trying to be a positive person, but you're also just so like, what does this all mean? And like, how did I get here? And again, I'm just speculating on what these people are coming for and, you know, what they're visiting for. But it just really made me reflect and say, yeah, I see you because I've been there before. And I sometimes it's just so nice to talk to somebody that's gone through what you're starting to go through, because it gives you their perspective on kind of where they were when you started and how it worked out. And I think most importantly, like how it is when it's all over. And that's what I wanted to tell these people, if I got a chance to talk to them, is just say, it's going to be okay. And it's going to be okay. And that's the first thing. And number two is make sure that you have support. And that if you don't have it, that you ask for it. Just like that couple that came in, they had each other. And it's so important. And, you know, I'm somebody that takes care of everybody else. I have a business. I have four kids. I get things done. I take care of everybody else. And there was a couple of my friends and clients that said, listen, you take care of us all the time. This is a time for you to let us take care of you. Let us bring you a dinner. Let us bring you some flowers. Let us just bring you a gift, or let us come and just sit with you. Or what can we do for you? Because we want to help you. You're always helping us and we want to help you now. And I definitely would want to tell these people, like, make sure that you ask for help and you get that help because you need it. You think that maybe you're invincible and that you can take care of it and it's not going to be that bad. But the fact is, having somebody else help you is not only a gift to you, but it's a gift to them. You allow them to help you in that particular time that maybe they're really scared for you and they're really scared and maybe they're thinking about their health and their medical things and their family and their friends and things like that and their life. But it gives them a chance to help you. And I think that that's so, so important. And I'd also say, you know, the third thing I'd say to them is do your research. I've made my decisions on the care that I'm receiving and the things that I'm doing based on doing a lot of reading and a lot of listening to podcasts and listening to others and reaching out to people and asking what their experience is. And because of that, I've learned, because I never knew, like, I'd heard cancer all the time, right? I mean, we hear about it. My mother had breast cancer. My grandmother had breast cancer. My sister had breast cancer. My cousin had breast cancer. So I had heard about it. But until it affects you directly, like you yourself, like, I didn't look into it. I didn't pick up a book about breast health. I didn't pick up a book or listen to a podcast about natural approaches to breast cancer. I never did any of that until it was me that was experiencing this. So I would definitely say to that person or those people, like, do your research, because then you can make, because there's so much. There's 30 different kinds of breast cancer. There's so many other types of cancers. One of my clients just told me that she has a lymphoma, and I don't know enough about that to really counsel her except, you know, to just chat about my experience. So there's so much stuff out there, and there are people that are going to choose traditional, you know, do everything that the doctor says. Some are going to not choose that, and everywhere in between. But I feel like with the way that I live my life, and I encourage other people, is the more informed you are, the better decisions you can make. Because if you just don't know and you're like, oh, I'm doing this because of this. I mean, a lot of times we act on fear, and there's so much fear in the cancer world. So it's like, okay, do your research, do your reading. And unless you have some inflammatory, fast-acting, fast-spreading cancer, like, you have time. Take a breath. You have time. Take out a book. Listen to a podcast. Call a friend. Like, you have time. Don't feel like you're so rushed into doing things, because you definitely have time, even if it's just a couple of days to think about stuff, or a couple of weeks to listen to something and try and get, I mean, I just saw somebody on Instagram today that I know, get a couple of opinions. I would say at least get two, maybe three opinions, because everybody's going to have a different approach. And the wonderful thing about where I live is there's tremendous care around where I'm at. So there are lots of options. And within my insurance, I got two opinions. I really liked the second person, so I decided to go with them. But for sure, get some second opinions. So, you know, my message again to those that I see, if you will, is, you know, it's going to be okay. Make sure that you have some help and some support. Take a deep breath and do some reading and some research and, you know, do your homework there. And I, you know, I wish the best for the people that I saw that day. I was so pleased with the care that I got at Northwestern. I can't say enough about them. But another thing that just keeps popping up in my world is, you know, I work out at a local health club here a couple of times a week with my girlfriend. And there's a girl there that is extremely thin. And I venture to say that she has an eating disorder. She is there for, I mean, I noticed the behaviors. She's there for hours. She works out. She goes to place, she does weights and yoga things. And then she goes and plays tennis, or she does a spin class. She's just working out excessively, and she's extremely thin. And she's hopping on the scale every time she's there, and she's checking herself in the mirror. I mean, behaviors that I recognize because my daughter went through that an eating disorder for almost 9 years with very similar behaviors. And I just look at her, and it's hard for me to watch her and see her, but I also want to say, you know, I see you, and I wonder what's going on inside of her. Because some people would say, well, I wish you would eat. I wish you would not exercise so much. And the fact is, it's so much deeper than that. It's not about exercising less. It's not about eating more. It's about why people choose behaviors. And it's because of a deeper why. So, you know, I'd want to put my arms around her and say, you know, I see you. I see you. I think you're struggling. Again, I see you sad. I see you unhealthy. And I see you each and every day there. And I wish that, I wish the best for you. I wish that you would get some help. I wish you would have somebody to talk to. I wish that your life was different so that you wouldn't feel so in this world of struggle and that you have to do these things in order for you to be happy, that you have to track yourself and you have to track your exercise and you have to track your weight and things like that. Again, they're all, I say this because they're all behaviors that I saw my daughter do, and it was heartbreaking. I wonder where now we're, well, I actually did ask a personal trainer about her the other day because I wondered what the personal training position is on that. If they ever, you know, I mean, they can't really say anything, but, she is a student at a local college and she wasn't there for like a week or so, but that college was on break. So she probably went home or she went on vacation. But again, I'm just making these assumptions, but it's when I see girls like that, that are extremely thin and working out so much, I'm like, there's something going on and my heart breaks for them. And I want to say that, you know, I see you in your struggles and it's going to be, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's going to be okay. And I hope that you get some help. I hope that you ask for support and I hope that you let people into your world so that they can help you, because I know enough about the eating disorder world that it's just this world that this eating disorder, these addictions, they just take over and tell you that you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine if you stick with me. But the fact is, everything's not fine when you're malnourished, when you are so focused on the wrong things and exercising and the things that you think are the most important, as opposed to really the things that are most important is taking care of yourself, your relationships, your faith, your health. And a few extra pounds is gonna help with that. But I see her, and my message to all of you too is, if you see people and you're like, I don't know how to talk with them, I want to say something. You know what we can do is that we can say a prayer, right? We can say a prayer and hope that they know how much they're loved, or we can smile at them. You know, again, I see on her face just a lot of hurt and a lot of sadness. There's no smiles. And so what I try to do if I ever cross her path, which isn't often because she's kind of on the other side of the gym, is I try to say hello to her and just smile. Say, hey, have a good day. Have a good day. Like, that's all we can do sometimes, unfortunately. But we can see them. And again, I'm not going to go up and say, hey, listen, babe, you should do this and this because this is what my daughter did. Like, that would be the worst thing that I could do. What I know I can do is that I can lead with love, and I can pray for her and I can say hello to her and hope that, you know, everything's going to be okay there. But again, I wanted to share these things with you because I don't know about you, but there's sometimes, a lot of times you just find yourself in a situation and you look around going, you know, wow, I wonder if it looks like they're probably going through what I went through. And they're kind of going through maybe what I went through. And I wish I could talk to them, because what I've learned over time and what I try to create in my own community is just this sense of community, that we're here in this community to help each other. And if we do get a chance to reach out and say, hey, I see you and you want to sit and talk, you want to share a cup of coffee, like, can we, you know, I'm here and I see you and I love you and I support you. I mean, that's what I try to do and create within my communities. And I feel like that's what we can do too. And again, maybe it's just we're sitting there and we're reflecting and we're writing about it and we're doing a podcast about it. But I want the message to be that, you know, keep in mind that there might be a day that you look at somebody and say, hey, how are you doing today? Like, I see you and you look a little sad. Are you having a good, you know? Do you need a hug? Do you need a kind word or something like that? People are in their own world and they're in their struggles and we're busy and we pass people on the streets all the time. And oftentimes we just pass them and we don't even look at them and we don't even say hello. But my message today is try to see if you can. See if you can say hello to somebody or just even look at them with some kind eyes and say hi and just nod your head or something like that. Try to connect with people, because people are hurting. People are lonely. People are isolated. And then when people get isolated, they isolate even more. And then when they're sad even more. And I believe that we have the opportunity to connect with people and share our love with other people and try to make this world a better place by just sharing the joy, sharing the love, sharing a smile, sharing the happiness and saying, hey, I see you. I see you over there. How you doing? That kind of thing. So, you know, again, the message too is, if you're struggling, if you're going through something, which so many people are, like, It's going to be okay. And make sure you ask for some help. It's hard sometimes. I know, because we just can get it done. We don't need any help, right? But maybe a little support can be really helpful. I know it can be. Allow someone else to help you because it gives them a gift. They can give that gift to you, and it lets them help you. So make sure that you ask for help. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and relax. But make sure you do your homework. You know, do some research. Whatever you're going through, maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's going to your local library. Maybe it's listening to a podcast or looking something up at your, you know, local church or something like that. Just do your research before you make your decisions, because then I think you're smarter to, you know, when you make those decisions. So that's my message today. And I do want to tell you, if you've listened all the way through here, thank you for listening all the way. And if you want to be part of a community, let me know, because I am starting just weekly Joy Collective chats. And we're going to get together once a week, and we're just going to get together over Zoom, and we're going to chat, and we're going to connect, and we're going to talk about things that are bringing us joy, and we're going to check in with each other, and we're going to support each other, and we're going to tell each other that it's okay. And so if you want to be part of that, please respond to this. You know, send me a message. I'm Green Gorski on Instagram. You can find me all over the other socials, Moira Gorski. But, you know, send me a message and say, hey, I want to be part of that Joy Collective, because, again, part of what so much lights me up is being able to spread joy to everybody else and tell people that it's going to be okay. And if we can come together and support each other in community, then our lives can be more joyful and the world can be a better place. So make sure you reach out. Thanks for listening. Come back next time and just make it a great day. Hey there, ready to live a more joyful life? Considering connecting with someone who can help you? If so, I'd like to be that person. I offer a free consultation where we determine where the chaos is in your life and how you can learn to bring more joy each and every day. Visit my website, moiragorski.com, or simply email me, moira@moiragorski.com, with more joy in the subject line. I look forward to connecting, and I'm here to say there will always be some chaos, which requires a little juggling, but you can find joy and live your life intentionally filled with that joy. Let me help you on your journey to joy. And that's joy, the journey of you.